This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Health and Living. I'm Tina Camellia. On the eve of the tabling of Budget 2019, the first budget by the new government, we turn our focus to two key players in healthcare, Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, the Minister of Health, and Dr. Muhammad Namazi Ibrahim, the President of the Malaysian Medical Association. We'll start first with the Minister of Health, Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. At the recent Health and Living Junior event last month, we asked him about what his ministry has proposed for the budget.
First, the bad news. Before taking over, we thought that it wasn't as bad. Going into Putrajaya, we realized that the federal debt is beyond 1 trillion. Moving forward, particularly in 2019, all that I wish that there is an incremental increase of GDP of allocation to the health ministry is now like almost put on hold. Now, I recently told in the cabinet that should we fail to get any increase for 2019, if I do not get the resource, I will be resourceful in ensuring that there is an increase of budgetary allocation for the ministry.
For context, the current health budget is 26.58 billion ringgit, or 1.87% of GDP. The Ministry of Health has requested a budget of 30 billion ringgit for administrative and development costs for 2019. Deputy Health Minister Dr. Lee Boon Chye had said that this amounted to 2.01% of Malaysia's GDP, still far below the World Health Organization's recommendation of 3.5% to 4% GDP. So, how exactly does the ministry plan to use the allocation? Before we answer that, let's hear now from Dr. Muhammad Namazi Ibrahim, President of the Malaysian Medical Association, about what the MMA thinks.
Primary healthcare will take the center stage in all the countries' delivery of healthcare. What we would like our government to do is to engage almost 7,000 private GPs in the country in delivering primary healthcare in a more sustainable manner. GPs need to enhance their services, and MMA would like the government to include the GPs, the private GPs, in their initiative to make primary healthcare the driving force for the universal health coverage for all and not leaving anyone behind.
We'll come back to the point on universal health coverage. But Dr. Namazi did make this caveat though.
The budget allocation for this purpose must be outside of the allocation for the Ministry of Health. If it is included as part of the ministry's allocation, it will affect the ministry's delivery of healthcare services.
And that brings about even more questions. For example, where exactly would that budget allocation come from? But Dr. Namazi did make a good point about the importance of primary care. In our show last week, where we ran a Twitter poll on the budget wish list where healthcare is concerned, there were in fact several tweets about the importance of primary healthcare. We're not exactly sure where the budget for Dr. Namazi's suggestion should come from, but he's right. It shouldn't be coming from the health ministry's allocation, because this is what the health minister himself said about the ministry's proposed budget.
Honestly, it's not even sufficient to deliver what we promise. So in no time it will be spent, because we have made promises. And as well, for all those aging equipments, hospital, wanting parking lots and replacing facilities, services.
But that's assuming the health ministry gets what it asks for. What happens if the allocation is lowered? As we've heard from the minister himself, the country is in great debt. Will we then need to resort to austerity measures?
Should there be whatever by way of austerity and, cost-cutting and saving, whatever, health must not be compromised in as much as education. I have personally taken initiatives to ensure that we will have an increase budgetary allocation, not from the consolidated fund though, but we will raise 3 billion from real estate investment trusts based on our health assets that are still unencumbered. So hopefully, despite whatever that they have given us, we know the number right now, we will have an additional 3 billion to spend. And with that, we will try to do what we vouch in our manifesto.
One thing to note, though, the Pakatan Harapan's manifesto included a proposed social health insurance scheme similar to Selangor's Scheme Peduli Sehat, as well as compulsory pneumococcal vaccinations for all children under the age of 2 years.
Yeah, we are committed to do that. But as to when we could roll that out, honestly, I have requested that it be done soonest. It wasn't one of those 10 promises within 100 days, but surely within the tenure of the 14th parliamentary session. And I must say that I have put in a request to get this pneumococcal vaccination done for under 2, to the tune of 180 million for a cohort of about 500,000 per year. So we should be able to get that.
In the next budget?
In the next budget.
Which is next month?
Which is next month. In the event that we fail, we have got to resort to that alternative funding. You know very well, pneumococcal vaccination is serious. When children get contracted with that, they go into lung failures, mm-hmm. as well kidney, and soonest enough, brain, and they usually die of multi-organ failures and meningitis coming in.
Yep.
So it's very serious. And okay. Hopefully, Mira, we will have that 2019. I wouldn't want to say by hook or crook, but we will try to do it our best.
We will be calling you as soon as the budget is approved.
Now, just another reminder there. This conversation happened on October 6th. So to clarify, they were referring to tomorrow's tabling of Budget 2019. Okay, so coming back to social health insurance scheme, it has garnered quite a bit of controversy, with critics mainly concerned about its sustainability and whether the government has the financial ability to pull it off, including, of course, from the Malaysian Medical Association.
We have been talking about the National Health Insurance Scheme or Social Health Insurance for the last 30 years, and nothing has been done about this. And so the government should seriously consider a different form of health financing to enable the social health insurance to be implemented. I think it's about time that we did this, because the current system of financing is not really sustainable as far as we can see. And many of the experts in health financing have already mentioned this. And I think we should move forward, and the government should seriously think of introducing a social health insurance for all, and not just for the B40 as has been planned. The Peduli Sehat for B40 is not a sustainable option. I think we should look further. And this is one of the issues that we would like the government to resolve. Social health insurance for everyone would be the ideal form of health financing for our country. As it is, we are already spending 39% of the total private healthcare expenditure from out-of-pocket. And if this is maintained, I think the financial protection for the people will be affected. I think we should move on and get the social health insurance settled.
So one thing that Dr. Namazi mentioned there is that the health protection scheme should not just be for the B40, but for all. I mean, what about the rest, right?
That's truly a very difficult question. Now, I must say that we are at the juncture of a critical review. You know very well that Malaysia has had a tax-funded public health delivery all along. And in some sense, we must say that, you know, we did quite well, with all due respect. Yeah. However, moving forward is where we are now. With the scheme like what to be announced in the budget of the Perlindungan Kesihatan on the health coverage for the B40, the question that you asked is exactly the question others are also waiting for. What about the rest? Now, would we have one that will be what is known as the Social Health Insurance, SHI, which is essentially payment by way of those employees? Or would we increase our spending on the health sector, which in itself will take care of what is known as the tax-based healthcare system? Now, I must say that at this juncture, I'm in consultation with the best brain, the best mind, the best talent. At this juncture, I must say that we have not truly resolved it as yet. However, moving forward, I see a solution which is a hybrid in nature, with SHI in place, but tweak along an increment of public spending, which will allow for avoiding the consequences of the downsides of SHI, which is escalation of costs, yep, administrators layering of costs, you know.
The Minister of Health said in Parliament yesterday that the health protection plan is not a form of insurance, so no private insurance company will be involved in the scheme. Rather, it will be fully financed by the government. Now, remember Dr. Namazi's call for more emphasis in primary healthcare? Well, when speaking to reporters yesterday, Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad also said that the main focus of the scheme is primary healthcare and health protection, although it could also be used for tertiary care services. He remained tight-lipped about the details of the scheme and said it will be unveiled during the Budget 2019 announcement tomorrow. Until then, you've been listening to Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad and President of the Malaysian Medical Association, Muhammad Namazi Ibrahim, ahead of the tabling of Budget 2019. I'm Tina Kamila. This is Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.